fact, the Canary is just finishing up batting practice out at the Birdcage and taking his wraps and spending a little time with us before they get ready to take on Kansas City tonight is Shelby Ford. Shelby, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Glad to be a part of it.
Hey, six-game hitting streak for you. You must be feeling fairly comfortable in the box in the last week.
Just taking one at bat at a time. You know, you can't get too greedy, and you just have to work it one at a time. Can't try to do too much.
You know, when I look at the stats, though, you've only struck out once. You've only walked once, which means you're making some contact here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it basically is part of my plan, just go up and stay within myself. And, you know, this is a big part of the field. And, you know, I like to think I have a pretty good eye at the plate. But, you know, also I got guys getting on base in front of me, so it's making my job a little easier.
Well, I know last night you had a good game for the Canaries, came up a little bit short, but are there times where in batting practice you can just tell that you're a little more locked in and you're going to be able to square the ball up a little bit?
You know, it's a big joke between the team and even in baseball, or if you go out and have too good of a batting practice, we're like, uh-oh, that means the game's not going to be that good, or vice versa. But you can't get all lost and caught up in that stuff. You just have to go up. You know, you're going to get a pitch or two at a bat to hit. So you have to capitalize on those opportunities.
I know you've been, it's only 9 games in here in the American Association, but you've been in the Carolina League, the Eastern League. What's the comparison between those leagues you have played in and the one you're playing in right now with Sioux Falls?
I would compare this to probably, you know, Double-A League. It's, you know, you have good ball players and good baseball all around. You've got guys that have been Double-A, that have been Low-A, that have been a Triple-A, even some that's had stints in the big league. So it's fun seeing different levels and styles of baseball.
I know you played almost 100 games with Indianapolis. That was Triple-A with Pittsburgh. What was that year like for you?
You know, it started out good and kind of, you know, fell off a little bit, had a couple of injuries, couldn't really bounce back from, one being a big one on my wrist. But, you know, it was fun. Right there knocking on the door of the big leagues, but also you have, you know, people that are pulling for you and, mm-hmm. and helping you out, trying to help you get through through struggles.
What is the – is there one part of going from affiliated ball to independent ball that is a little more – unique or a little harder to adjust to, Shelby?
Probably the whole mindset of it is, you know, there's still that chance to get picked up out of independent ball. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's, you can kind of get lost in the mix. You can kind of settle in and get too comfortable if you start doing well, or, you know, you find a good spot that you're in. Really, the ones that set themselves apart is they see the light at the end of the tunnel and they use it as a goal to reach and try to strive to better themselves each and every day.
I mean, ultimately, that's where you want to go back, right? I mean, you want to go back to affiliated ball and have your contract picked up by any organization, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, ultimately, that's, you know, what did you know about Sioux Falls before you got here? I mean, Steve Shirley called you to ask if you want to play for the Canaries in the American Association. You know, what's your reaction, and how does he sell you on Sioux Falls?
I kind of been sitting by the phone for the last month before spring training started, and sitting there making calls, and had a couple of teams interested, and back out last second, and probably a little under a week before it's time to be here, Steve called, and he's like, you know, I need a veteran infielder, need a guy that's been there and knows how to handle himself and come in and, you know, just play a big part of the team. Mm-hmm. And so it sounded good to me. And like, you know, I just want to go out and play the game that we all love.
Shelby Ford with us, Sioux Falls Canaries. They get ready for a Kansas City 4-game series beginning tonight at the Birdcage. Then Winnipeg comes to town Monday. You're from Texas, from Fort Worth. Have you always played baseball? Did you were you involved with any other sports growing up in Fort Worth?
High school, I played football. You know, Texas, big football, baseball state. So
sure.
A little bit of football in high school, and then stopped after my sophomore year and wanted to focus more on the baseball side. So I knew that's really where I was going to go afterwards.
I know you went to Oklahoma State. Did you have success when you were there? Did you guys make it to the College World Series?
We got to regionals. Had a tough one at Arkansas, Oral Roberts, and I can't recall the fourth team, but it was a pretty tough regional. Oral Roberts was good that year. Arkansas had a pretty good team, so it was, but still, between my time at Oklahoma State and even TCU, you know, I had 2 years there. I was lucky enough to make regionals all 3 years.
Defensively, for the Canaries, the infield, defensively, how do you rate your defense right now?
I think we've got a pretty solid defense. I mean, there's really not a weak link out there. You know, we've got some guys that can play all over the field and, you know, interchangeable. And, you know, even offensively, touch on that, it's, you know, there's not really a different hitter apart. We're all pretty much the same guys. Doubles guys, gap to gap, use a big part of the field and go with it.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's not a whole lot of, at least from the outside, you know, we see guys come and go every year. And this year, Shelby, it seems like there was a lot of turnover with the roster and you're bringing in a whole, you know, new set of guys. As a player, how long does it take you to really get comfortable with these guys that you're meeting? And you kind of got to gel on the fly and figure out what your strengths are as a hitter and where theirs are and how that all fits together. How long does that normally take before you start to feel comfortable with your role and how this team is going to, how this team is going to kind of develop a personality?
It takes a little bit. I can't really put a time frame on it. I mean, some people gel faster than others. But I got to say, pretty much right away, we had good chemistry at this team. Everybody came in, you know, we felt like we could joke with each other and just kind of testing the waters. What can I say? What can I say? And it's really, it's all up in game. We like giving each other a hard time and keeping the mood light in the locker room.
Sure. By the way, the Canaries did sign A.J. Kirby Jones back to the roster, infielder. What's he going to mean to the team?
You know, I don't know him personally, but I've heard he's, you know, he's a good bat and he's good with the glove over at first base. And so, I mean, it's going to be a good addition. You know, you can never have too many guys that can swing the bat.
That's true. Hey, Shelby, appreciate the time, man. I know you got a game coming up. Just got done with BP. Appreciate the time you spent with us. Continue on with that hit streak, and we wish you the best.
Oh, appreciate it, guys.
All right, Shelby.
Thanks, Shelby.
Shelby Ford joining us on the fan line. Yeah, he's a six-game hitting streak.